For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com. The Vic Porcelli Show.
Good morning, freedom lovers. You freedom-loving Vic heads. Good morning, freedom-loving Vic head, ultra-maga, quasi-fascist Ken Williams.
Good morning, Vic Porcelli.
I don't even have to write it down anymore. I got it.
You got it nailed down.
How you doing, baby?
Real good, real good.
Good morning, cats and hats.
I looked over my shoulder and saw with my two eyes a cat in a hat. What a pleasant surprise.
You bet. Good morning, Mr. President.
Under Biden, Whitmer, Pelosi, Schumer, and the radical Democrat Congress, natural gas utility bills are up 52% at least. Airfares are up almost 50%, and here in Michigan, the cost of gasoline is up 79%. It would have been down. Since I left office, the average Michigan family is paying over $107 more per month for food. Think of that. $78 more for housing, $275 more for transportation monthly basis.
I eat more than $107 in food in a night.
That's a week's groceries.
There was a girl at that rally Saturday night. She had a fairness in women's sports sign, She was a young girl, 13, 14 years old, and she was just woohooing. She didn't know what she was woohooing, you know what I mean? She was booze, woo, boo, you know, he's coming.
I'm standing up for you.
Saturday night when that rally happened, once he starts getting into, we're going to make America wealthy again.
Yeah.
You know, the whole line, well, safe again. And then the more he goes on, the closer I get to the TV to hear him say, we're going to make America great again. And then Sam and Dave kicks in with Hold On, I'm Coming. And I'm like, yeah, love this stuff. Love this stuff.
He's energizing. I mean, the way he's got it set up, and I'm sure he has a hand in every bit of that.
That's exactly right. He is energizing. He makes you energized about the country that we live in, like any leader should.
And you know, the left, it's very interesting because every time, I don't know if you noticed, in Wisconsin, Michigan.
Saturday was Michigan.
Michigan. It was packed.
Yeah, man.
Huge place, yeah. Right? Right?
In full disclosure, it was a smaller arena, but yes, it was packed.
But there were people outside still
trying
to get in.
Yes, there was. Absolutely.
And they say, oh, look at that cult. Oh, look at that. That's like Nazism.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, he's like the Fuhrer, whatever.
And then what acronym came to your head, Ken?
Etztoit.
Yes.
Exactly.
Etztoit. I cannot believe that you and I, doing this show, for me, Ken, you've been doing this so much longer than I have. For me, this is just fun.
Yeah.
Okay? This is my fun time. Okay? When you go to kindergarten and you go out and have recess and have fun time, that's what these 2 hours are to me.
Oh, totally.
Just
I totally
to have
agree.
Fun. So to have fun, I'm listening to Democrats talk and I'm saying, well, that's not right. The opposite is true. You know, and then we came up with this Etztoit thing, right?
Yeah.
And more people are catching on to it and using it. And it's so minimalistic and it's so elementary, but my God, it's so true. Okay.
And it's so easy to use. It's easy for me because what I do, even if I'm debating somebody on the left, which I'm not normally debating somebody on the left anymore because they're so rabid that when I give them conscious facts, or in information to say, hey, debate this.
Right.
They say, you are a...
They call you names.
Names. Right. And so what I say in reply is, Etztoit. I don't explain it, nothing.
Oh, good.
Because what they do, then they go look at it.
Yeah.
They go find it. Then they go, they'll click on it, and yeah. It'll show them exactly what it is.
Yeah. And it's true. Everything they say, the opposite is true. For instance, Nancy Pelosi was on The Late Show with... what's his name? Colbert last night.
Are you kidding? I hate that.
I do too. And she says, well, I think the Democrats will retain the House. And of course, the crowd goes wild, you know. And I'd like to ask her on November 9th, why did you say that? Why did you go on TV and say you think that the Democrats are going to retain the House? And look what's happened, you know?
You know why they do, though. I mean, because they have to keep that message going, that narrative, because they want to keep the troops rallied.
Looking like a jackass?
No, I don't think they care. Honestly, I don't think the left does. Because the left lies. They're liars. I mean, I'm just going to be plain and simple.
They're lying to their own people, though.
But they're liars.
They don't care. Right?
They don't care.
They're liars.
No. They're liars.
Here lies Ken. In quotes, they're liars. When you die, we're going to put that on your headstone.
That's what I want.
Ken Williams. Quote,
because you said we have fun here.
Yeah.
You know how I have fun? Is proving they're liars.
Yeah, right.
I have fun by investigating these things and just going, oh, look at this, you know? Yeah. It's very interesting that they're liars.
What an interesting concept. You all are a bunch of liars. Fantastic. Go on with your lives.
There you go.
All right. Coming up today, Dr. Randy Tobler at 925, 941. That's crap. Missouri State Representative Nick Schroer at 10:05, soon to be state senator. Nick Schroer and Scott Shepard. Boy, one of our favorites.
Man. Yeah.
Talk about fun. That guy is nothing but fun.
He is.
He's from the National Center for Public Policy Research, and he found this Fifth Circuit decision about censorship, big tech censorship.
That got to get huge on this now.
It could be huge.
Yeah.
You know, because they're still doing it, by the way. You know, even after Mark Zuckerberg said, yeah, the FBI, they came by and they said, you know, don't run that Hunter laptop story. And, you know, no consequence, by the way, for it. And it didn't matter because he's squashing other stuff. They'll squash stuff from now till November 8th, 2024.
Oh, absolutely. Vic, you mentioned that you have fun when you come in here for 2 hours. I mean, isn't part of the fun proving to our listeners that here's the right information, delivering that information to them and going, you know what? We just gave them a bump. We gave them a plus because they're getting all this crap from the other side all the time, all day on the legacy corporate media.
Yep.
And here we are saying, no, no, no. Here's why that's incorrect.
And Ken,
I love that.
That's all we can do. That's all we can do is just come on and tell the truth. I don't think we've told any lie. In this time, 9 to 11, you know, about
knowingly,
anything.
I would never.
Well, right. But when it comes down to what we believe is right, when I say right, I mean good for the country, good for the state, good for the county. You know, the city's not going to listen to us, so there's no sense in even trying to get through to them. And I still will never understand why people who, you know, I mean, you drive through some neighborhoods in St. Louis and there's boards on the windows.
No, there's lots empty.
Empty lots.
They're torn down.
Right, houses torn down. And you people continue to vote for Democrats for mayor. And the whatever they call it, alderman,
yeah.
You know? Why? That's like saying, hit yourself in the head with a hammer. And you say, oh, that hurt. Let me do it again. Well, it still hurts. You know what
right.
I mean? And 49 years later, God, my head is killing me from hitting myself in the hammer.
73 years later.
God.
Since 1949, you said.
What did I say?
You said 49 years later.
Since 1949, right. 73 years later, still hitting yourself in the head with the hammer, and, you know, you're wondering why your head hurts. Okay. So, all right, little bit of lighthearted stuff here. Albert Pujols hit number 703 last night.
Wow, yeah, he did.
He's now surpassed Babe Ruth in RBIs, 2000-something. I don't know. I don't memorize RBIs. But there is one of the over... And by the way, what is the problem with 44 lately? Last two mornings, 44 has been terrible.
I don't know, Vic. I didn't find out from MoDOT. Maybe we should check.
I would like the daily MoDOT report.
Okay.
On one of the overpasses, you know how like you can make words with the solo cups, you put them in the holes in the fence. So the other day I rode by and it said number 5 with the cups 700, right? And then they keep updating it. This morning it says 703.
They?
Yeah, they're on it, man.
That's good.
So if you're the person who's going on this overpass and changing Albert Pujols' home runs, if you could do me a favor and go on that one overpass just a little bit north of, just a little bit east of Elm, and turn that American flag around because it's displayed the wrong
way. It's really
way.
Bothering Vic. You please, can you do it? Would you do it? That person, that overpass, where's that located?
Which one, the flag?
No, the other one, the one with the with
all right,
the cups.
Well, today I had to take 40. Today I had to take Big Bend all the way to 44. Normally I take Big Bend, make a right on 141, and then get on 44 from there. That was dark red on the traffic map. I mean, dark red. So my other alternative is take Big Bend all the way to 44 and then get on 44 there, and that's past the construction and you're home free. It just takes you a long time to get there because Big Bend's not a highway. So it's more east of Big Bend. Not too far, I don't think. Just east of Big Bend, I would say.
There's a young man who actually is like, they have the bridge named after him. Mm. If it's the one I'm thinking of, and he stands there. And he honks to the, he was on the news. He actually, he honks, he does the trucker sign.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. So
he does that honking thing and then they can respond
to him. Back to him.
Yeah.
There it is. So what's this guy's name that the bridge is named after?
I don't know. I don't, my wife knows his name. He's been there for years and years since he was like a little kid.
Cause I can ask him maybe to switch that flag.
You might be able to. That's why I'm asking.
Maybe it's him doing the 700 home run thing for Albert. I don't know.
It could be.
But flag update in my neighborhood. There's a guy in my neighborhood. I don't know his name, so of course I'll have to remain nameless. He has an American flag hung vertically. Right, that's up and down. Vertically is up
yes.
and down. And God bless him for being patriotic and having the flag displayed in his house. But the stars are on the wrong side. And I drive by it every day. And I'm so tempted to just knock on the door. you know, I love your patriotism because you didn't turn the flag around because you don't got to really. And now the flag is down because the Halloween decorations are up.
Oh, well, at least it's down.
So maybe I can catch him in between Halloween decorations and November 1st and get the flag the right way. Why does that bother me so much?
I don't know. I guess, you know, it's just the way it is.
I can't even find an analogy for something that you know, it's just not, it just, ugh, just doesn't look right to me. And it just isn't right, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's wrong to do it. Well, it is wrong to do it. What am I saying, Ken? I don't even know what I'm saying.
You're a perfectionist and you need this flag
to
be.
No,
no. No, I know you're not.
I am not a perfectionist.
No, you're not. You're not.
I.
No, you aren't.
I would say that I am patriotic, however.
You are patriotic. And when it comes to that, you are a perfectionist.
Oh, God.
I guess from that aspect, yes.
Yep. Okay. So please fix your flag. Or as my wife would say, fix your
stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so we had John
Cooper. Don't you cuss on this here radio.
So sorry, Mr. Bandit. We had John Cooper, the good John Cooper, on yesterday from the Heritage Foundation. And I said he's got to make sure to distinguish between him and the bad John Cooper,
right?
Which is J-O-N. So the bad John Cooper put up a tweet yesterday that said, boom, the editorial board of the prestigious St. Louis Post-Dispatch slams Trump Judge Aileen Cannon for being loyal to Trump instead of the law and calls for her to be removed from the case. So I replied, oh, there's a credible source, St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And I put all the laughing emojis. And then I tagged you and I tagged the station and then I put hashtag bad John Cooper.
Bad John Cooper.
Because he's the bad John Cooper.
I can't remember. You know, I didn't write it down when he said what his handle was.
I me either. And I looked for the good John Cooper.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find it because I wanted to put hashtag good.
It was like the Coop or the...
J Coop, maybe?
Yeah, maybe the J Coop.
I don't know. But there's a good John Cooper and then there's a bad John Cooper. Joe Biden had a tweet yesterday, and guess what the first 1, 2, 3, 4 words are? My dad used to say, Joey, don't compare me to the almighty, compare me to the alternative. And here's the deal. Democrats want to codify Roe, Republicans want a national ban on abortion. Yeah, that's all accurate.
Yeah.
That's all accurate. The choice is clear. But he had to start with, my dad used to say, You know how we say he's not writing his own tweets? Maybe he really wrote that one.
Maybe that one.
My old dad used to say to me, money doesn't buy you happiness, son. So I retweeted that and then put the, I had to put up the video of the four Yorkshiremen because they're great.
The Jay Coop.
The Jay Coop?
The Jay Coop.
Okay, we have to make sure.
I hit follow.
And did he, what's his actual name? Not the handle, but his name. Just John Cooper?
John Cooper.
Yeah, he's got to change that to the good John Cooper.
Yeah.
Because he's the good John Cooper as opposed to the bad John Cooper. All right, coming up for the rest of the day today, Scott Shepard from the National Center for Public Policy Research. Uh-oh, Ken's favorite Eric Clapton song. About a decision, a court decision, Net Choice versus Paxton, how it impacts censorship for social media. Nick Schroer at 10:05. That's crap at 9:41. Uh-oh, I'm going to hit it. And Randy Tobler at 9:25. There we go. He's next on 101.9, 94.1, News Talk STL. Welcome home.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com. You're listening to The Vic Porcelli Show.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
On News Talk STL.
Remember they used to wave with one hand?
Oh, yeah,
remember,
man.
Remember that?
Oh, everybody was so fired up.
That was,
oh,
like a trademark for them. They didn't wave both hands. They just waved one hand.
Yep.
Oh, my God. They were great. Sonia Dada is the name of the band. That's the Jungle Song. All right, before we get to Dr. Tobler, I'm sorry. I heard my name there for a minute.
Yeah.
Can you recreate that?
Yes.
Is that possible?
Yes, I think so.
All right. Can we do it now?
Yeah, we can do that real
let's
quick.
Hear it.
Here,
let's hear it.
See the...
It's weird when you hear your name, you don't expect to hear your name. And I thought I might have heard it. Well, let's just play it and see what exactly is that.
Yeah, let me see if this is it here.
There was a promo for Columbo and Katie.
Columbo and Katie.
Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, would you be able to publicly state for the record that Tony Columbo is your favorite Italian on News Talk STL?
Tony, I love you, but you can't hold a candle to your co-host there.
All right, but am I better than Vic at least? That's all. I want to just be better than Vic Porcelli.
They want to win your mind and your heart over. That's what they want from you, Mr. Secretary.
Tony Columbo.
Non-committal. The secretary non-committal.
Non-committal, yeah. Yeah.
I don't think he understood the question. Because
right.
Tony said, who's your favorite Italian? And he picked Katie Fitzpatrick.
Katie Fitzpatrick.
That's an Italian name, Katie Fitzpatrick. All right. Coming up the rest of the way today, Scott Shepard from the National Center for Public Policy Research, Missouri State Representative Nick Schroer at 10:05. That's crap at 9:41. Right now, the doctor is in.
Dr. Randy Tobler.
Something, give us anything, Joe Biden, to tell us that you're in touch with the people.
Randy Tobler.
I don't know. I've never had that looked at.
Randy Tobler.
You guys are ahead of the curve. You probably took your masks off a couple weeks before the CDC said it was okay.
Now, Dr. Randy Tobler.
What's up, Doc?
Yep, the coolest intro for the coolest doctor on the planet. Dr. Tobler, I play a little harmonica, you know, not very good, but I play a little harmonica. So does that qualify me enough to call you a cat?
I think so. I think that's good.
I agree.
So
we're both cats.
Dr. Tobler, the coolest Dr. Cat in the
you
world.
You and Stevie Wonder, right? Play the harmonica. Good.
Yeah, except I can
Stevie
see
plays
mine.
A mean harmonica.
Without even seeing it. I see mine and I can't play it very well.
And Dr. Tobler, I just want to say that I concur with you, Doctor.
Oh, really? Boy, am I glad you're back in the chair.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, sponsors were dropping us. No one wanted to listen anymore because, you know, I mean, my God, talk about struggling through a show. I'm so glad you're back. I was trying to, I did my best to try to hold the ship for you, Vic. And
Dr.
thanks
Tobler.
For the try, but it didn't work out real well.
Well, I don't believe that for a minute.
Ken, if it wasn't for Ken, they would have fired me.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Ken, they'd fire me.
No.
Dr. Tobler, yeah. You sounded great. We had fun, too. I thought we had fun.
No, we had a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. But, man, it's as I told the audience, very big shoes to fill in Vic's spot here. You know, you've become a real icon here on this station. You know that.
But those are only my clown shoes that I wear when I'm in the circus. That's all that is. I appreciate that, Dr. Tobler. I really do. All right, before we get into some medical stuff, have you guys, Ken and Dr. Tobler, did you see the picture of Kanye with a shirt on and on the back it said, White Lives Matter.
Yeah, and I saw it with Candace Owens.
Ooh, I didn't see that. I didn't catch that. Good for Kanye.
He's, wow. And he is taking a beating from the left right now for doing that. And because, you know, these people are like, you know, if God forbid, if you have a different thought than them, then you're some kind of subversive.
You're a
terrorist. Yeah.
No, you're right. The black conservative is probably one of the most persecuted people in the land right now. You know, and it's just, but that's what the left does when they realize that someone who they thought they owned just because of their group identity is calling them out for the hypocrites and the country ruiners that they are. What do? They resort to just personal attacks, right? That's all they can do, because they don't have any policy positions to win on.
Honestly, who's the racist then?
Yeah, well, that's right. Exactly. Speaking of racist, aren't you glad that the Supreme Court's going to review the affirmative action thing? That's going to be one of their big cases. You know, those Asian Americans in up at Harvard that were selected out because they did too well on their entrance exams.
Oh my God!
I really hope we've got to reverse this racism to cure racism thing that has become entrenched in American the academy, and now corporate boards, you know, have to represent the racial diversity of the community. This is ridiculous. It's racism to cure racism, and it's insane, is what it is. So I hope the court gets it right now.
Here's the personification of what you're saying. Ron DeSantis said, with all the destruction in Florida, he said, if you loot, we'll shoot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't
right.
loot our stores. So Joy Reid says that was a racist comment. So whoa. Is Joy Reid assuming that all looters are black?
Yeah, right.
Who's
exactly.
the racist?
Talk about stereotypes, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you're right.
Yep. Oh my God!
But the media lets them get away with it,
of course,
and they double down on that kind of stuff. You have to pinch yourself and see if you're really awake these days, or if it's a big nightmare.
Yep. So a couple more things about this, then we'll move on. So Candace and Kanye look like they're holding hands. Are they a thing?
No,
I don't think they are.
Candace is married to, I think, a Brit, isn't it?
Oh,
I'm not sure. If I'm not mistaken. And I think that she just had was it her first or second
she
baby?
Did. You're yeah. right. You're right. That's yeah. stupid. Boy, look at the, look at the rumors I've made.
The rumors are going to start.
Hey, oh, boy. You know look what? At this, man. Purcelli's going to hear from Candace's people. Oh, boy.
I'd love that.
Hey, Randy and Vic. Don't you think that the left is so racist that it just flows out of them and they don't even realize it? Because look what Nancy Pelosi was saying about the migrants going down south and you sent them north,
you
and
Mexicans.
They should be down here picking the fruit.
You Mexicans, go pick my fruit. Go pick
we need
my
them to pick the crops, Joe. What are you doing sending them up to D.C.? It was crazy.
Go pick my grapes and feed them to me while you fan me, you illegal immigrants. That's what she really wants. So Kanye, he was originally Kanye West, right?
Yep.
Then just Kanye. Now he's just Ye.
You're kidding me. No,
yeah,
really?
Yeah. Now he's just Ye. So soon to just be
E.
I like Kanye's message, and it's great, and I'm glad, you know, he had his, I think he's still into his Jesus thing, which was great, you know, during Trump days.
Fine with me.
It would probably be better to have people that are a little more, well, I'll just say it, a little less psychotic to be on our side. I mean, you know, it'd be nice to have, I Candace, hey, go, girl, but I don't know about Kanye. It's sort of like Herschel Walker and the, you know, the abortion that he didn't pay for, even though the canceled check says he did. You know what I mean?
Well,
we got to come up with some conservative black folks that are having a little less tarnish on their character. Let's put it.
Dr. Tobler, I agree. However, he's very influential among the black community,
well,
right?
True.
And
that's
and
true.
And if he can influence them and say, hey, look, you know, Donald Trump was a good guy. He had
right.
great policies. He had the black unemployment rate down to almost nothing. You know, the problem is, even with him being that influential, the left and the media, oh my God, can't handle a black conservative. Oh my God.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You're right. No, I get it. And you know, I think you got to meet people where they're at. And those people are definitely going to be more influential, and they're going to get an ear. Whereas you or me or Ken or, you know, everyone except Chris on the station is probably not going to get an ear. Let's be honest about it.
Right, that's true. Yeah. All right, so let's get on to, even though we've almost done with the segment, where are we at with the CDC and masks and COVID? Is it over? Are the masks over? Are the vaccinations over? What's going on?
Yeah, you know, the CDC is going to stop doing travel warnings to different countries, and I guess unless there's a real flare that, you know, the other country makes some kind of a big splash. So they're gradually backing down, and I think obviously like they've done most of the time, they're behind the scene, they're behind the game, they're behind the timeline. And, you know, at the same time, we keep hearing more and more reports, and they sound anecdotal, but I'm pretty convinced that the push by the FDA and, of course, the CDC, and you know, they work hand-in-hand, sort of like the Senate and the House. They have one approves and the other approves, and then it becomes reality. I'm concerned about the push for young people's vaccinations. I just think that flame, while it's not officially died, I think in the body politic has probably really been snuffed pretty good because the stories are out there. And while COVID can be tough on children, I think the risk-benefit ratio now is enough in doubt in enough medical professionals' minds anyway that I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of momentum there. And whether the CDC backs down on it, I don't know. We'll have to see.
It's great to hear you say that, you know? I mean, I'm just saying that I watched a video, okay? I'm just saying that it's coincidental that it's happening now in our history. About mm-hmm. a two-minute video of highly trained, super physically fit people just dropping dead. Why? I don't know. He's on third, and I don't care.
Well, we don't know. I mean, look, I think there's the possibility. You have to, because these are just anecdotal reports, and you have to look at. I keep thinking about J.V. Cain with the, you know, when the football Cardinals were in town. Guy just dropped dead during a practice session. It turns out he had something called IHSS, which is basically the dividing muscular wall between the chambers of the heart, the left and right sides of the heart, is very, very thick. And very well-conditioned, highly trained athletes can all of a sudden just die of basically a cardiac event because of that. And so a lot of places now, I know they screen for that now pretty routinely in most higher echelon athletic programs. But my point is, you know, it could be that lesser degrees of that kind of a problem or other problems that otherwise wouldn't affect someone might affect people that have been more sedentary, and then suddenly, after COVID, they're asked to suddenly, you know, perform at pre-COVID levels. That's just speculation. It's one theory I've had, but you know, we see that. I mean, that we saw highly trained athletes, you know, drop dead of cardiac and other causes, you know, before COVID. So we have to be careful about extrapolating too much from it. But you know, suffice it to say, I think the data is pretty clear now that the risk-benefit ratio is probably against it for most healthy young people.
That's great. All right, Dr. Tolber, 6 o'clock Saturday morning. Great show, as always. Anything we need to know about what's coming up Saturday or not yet?
No, I don't know. I'm just hoping that Leah will make sure that I got to look good now. It's like I'm more worried about, you know, making sure my hair is combed on Saturdays now that we're on Rumble and Twitter and whatever else we're on.
Struggle is real, am I right?
Yeah.
I got to try to not look fat, which is really tough for me.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks,
enjoyed
Dr. Tolber.
Thanks, bye.
Dr. Randy Tolber, the one and only. All right, Scott Shepard from the National Center for Public Policy Research coming up at 10:41. Missouri State's Missouri State Representative, soon to be Missouri State Senator Nick Schroer at 10:05. And coming up next, everybody's favorite game show, That's Crap, on 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL. Welcome home.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com. You're listening to The Vic Porcelli Show.
Just when I thought I was out, back in.
Made in St. Louis, for St. Louis. It's News Talk STL.
Wish.
Best bumper music on the planet. If Rush were still alive, he would have the best bumper music on the planet.
Of course.
But he's not, so it's us. We are handling that torch from Rush with half our brains tied behind our back just to make it fair. All right, coming up next hour, Scott Shepard from the National Center for Public Policy Research. I texted Tony, he hasn't gotten back to me yet, to see if he can come on and talk to us about these cheating fishermen who put weights in the fish.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, when you catch a fish, right? Because Tony's all about this competitive fishing.
Oh, man, he's in it.
I think he's got the record for, like, the biggest crappie fish. Do you know that story?
The crappie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the story?
Yeah.
My
no.
story? Okay.
No.
So Jesse and I moved here from New Jersey. Not really the fishing family, right? Hadn't fished much in our life, so we don't know anything about fishing. Any
right.
names of fish or anything. And the headline in the Post-Dispatch in the leisure section said, "It's a great time for crappie fishing." And I was like, "Look, Jess, it's a great time for crappie fishing. When's it a crappy time for good fishing? Does anybody know? How about a good time for good fishing?" So then we figured it's not crappy, it's crappie.
Crappie. Anyway,
I think Tony has the record for some kind of record for like the biggest crappie fish.
I think it's called noodling.
What's that mean?
That's where you get fish by hand. You catch fish by hand.
Tony catches fish with his hands?
I don't know if he does.
What is he, a bear?
But I think he's a bear. No, I think there's a thing called noodling where, and I don't know if he's involved in that, but we'll have to talk to him and find out.
So these two idiots catch fish in a competition. Because at first I'm like, really? You gotta make it way more so you're like the big fish catcher? But I realized there was cash up for grabs. Because there was like
a lot of money.
It was a tournament, right? And there was like cash prize, you know? And they put weights in the fish so that they could really. When you take a picture, you hold it by the mouth, right? You can see the front of the fish, which is where the big incision was. And then they opened it up and they're like, "Oh my God, you guys are cheating." Anyway, we'll see if Tony has time to talk to us about that since he's Mr. Big Fisherman. Missouri State Representative Nick Schroer, soon to be state senator at 10:05. But right now, it's time for That's Crap.
Welcome to That's Crap. It's the game where we find out if it's the truth or if that's crap. Here's the host of That's Crap, Vic Porcelli.
Thank you, Jim Monson, very much. Welcome, everybody, to That's Crap. Oh, thank you. Studio audience, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it. You guys can all take those masks off now. It's okay. Our studio audience, don't worry about it. Just take it off. It's fine.
Yeah, CDC says it's okay, so.
CDC says it's great to not wear masks anymore. Okay, today's contestant, gee, I just don't know what to say about our contestant.
Well, she's a governor, right?
How many jokes are you going to steal today? are we gonna start keeping score? I was just about to get it out of my mouth.
I'm sorry.
God. It's a good thing I love you, or I would kill you. She's the governor of the great state of Georgia. Wait a minute. I'm not sure that's right.
I don't think it is.
She is definitely against election denying, though, right?
Mm.
She's against election denying. Just say yes. Just say
okay,
yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
All right. Our contestant today is Stacey Abrams, and she says that she is not possibly an election denier. Let's find out. Stacey, welcome to the show, and good luck.
No, I can't go yet.
Hold on. You're stealing my jokes.
Well, look.
And you're not ready to play That's Crap?
Well, because I... Because
you're busy stealing my jokes!
Yeah, I was paying too much attention to you.
Well, that could be dangerous to your health.
Okay,
we know that.
I think I got it right.
All right, let's start again.
All right.
Stacey Abrams, welcome to the show, and good luck.
Is there any scenario under which you would concede that you lost publicly in 2018?
In 2018, on the day I made that speech, if you played the beginning of the speech, I acknowledged that I was not the governor, that Brian Kemp won the election. What I said is that the process denied access to too many voters, and that was proven by more than 3,000 voters who made their voices heard by a trial and a process that was the first full-length trial held on voting rights in more than a decade in the state of Georgia. And I have never denied the outcome. I have always questioned the process and the access. And I think it's dangerous and disingenuous to conflate concerns about access, concerns about outcome.
So you're saying, Stacey, I just want to make sure, because there's, you know, a lot of prize money up for grabs here, you know. You're saying that you never denied that you lost the election and that Kemp is the governor. You're saying that you said that and you didn't say that you won the election. Well, our judge today is Stacey Abrams. In the Wayback Machine. We got to go way back to make sure that all her things she said was true.
In 2018.
Whatever.
I never denied the election.
I do have one very affirmative statement to make.
We won.
You refuse to concede and say that you lost. Do you stand by that decision today?
Absolutely. The election was not fair. The process was not fair.
Was the election in Georgia statewide a free and fair election?
It was not a free and fair election. But will I say that this election was not tainted, was not a disinvestment and a disenfranchisement of thousands of voters? I will not say that.
Okay. So we heard her say in the first clip you played that she never said anything that you just heard her say back in 2018, right?
Correct.
Just want to make sure I got all this right. So I believe, Stacey, that you just said four times that it was not a free and fair election, so I'm sorry, but that's crap. So much to do in the post-game show here.
Yeah.
First of all, can you go back to the first clip that you played?
Sure.
Because there's a couple of things I want to point out that since she said these things, go.
Is there any scenario under which you would concede that you lost publicly in 2018?
In 2018, on the day I made that speech, if you played the beginning of the speech.
Stop. Did you play the beginning of the speech?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Acknowledged that I was not the governor, that Brian Kemp won the election. Nope. What I said is that the process denied access to too many voters, and that was proven by more than 3,000 voters who made their voices heard by a trial and a process that was the first full-length trial held on voting rights in more than a decade in the state of Georgia. I have never denied the...
Shut up! She just lost a case in court. A judge said that everything she said about the election was wrong.
Right.
Right?
But she came out, and what'd she say about that case you just mentioned?
Yeah, I don't know what.
She said that they won. The judge threw it out, said she was wrong, and she walked out of the court and said, we won. I'm not kidding.
I know. So, okay, another thing. I, Vic Porcelli, am a election denier because I don't think that 2020 was a free and fair election.
Right.
And I get crap for that. Like you can't believe.
Oh, you're a terrorist because of it. Because look at J6.
But Stacey Abrams can say it was not a free. The question was worded just like that. Was 2018 a free and fair election? She said no.
Right.
Why does she get to say it, but we don't get to say it?
Because you're not a Democrat.
Mm. Well, I don't want to be one of those.
No, I don't either, Vic.
All right. That's all the time we have for that crap.
This is Jim Modlin speaking for That's Crap. Hey, Mark Goodson, Bill Todman, radio production.
Sorry, this is Vic Porcelli saying, help control the pet population. Have your pet spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody. Boy, I'll tell you what. Every time I get yelled at for bringing up 2020 and not, excuse me, not looking forward to 2024, I get really angry because I don't understand how in the age that we're living in, everything that we say, you and I as conservatives, I always hear you say you're not a Republican, You're conservative.
Yeah.
Why is it, and how did it happen? How do we let it happen that when we speak as conservatives, somehow we are the devil? And when liberals speak and say things like, I mean, give me anything.
They're woke. Their woke attitudes, everything about them, that as silly as it is, abortion, you know, allowing abortion up to the day of birth.
Right.
Something like that.
Yep. Or Stacey Abrams saying, there's not a heartbeat at six weeks.
Right. It's manufactured.
That's mechanically manufactured. Wow. I found, and Katie got into it with somebody on Twitter, when that was going on.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I stuck up for her, and my wife found a YouTube video of a baby with a heartbeat at 5 weeks. 5 weeks, heart is beating.
What they're saying is that mechanical representation of the blood flow, okay? You can't really hear it, hear the actual blood flow beat. So what happens is there's a machine that reproduces that function in a noise that is a heartbeat.
Why would we do that?
Just to show that it's happening, to show it's working.
Hmm.
And she's saying...
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying you don't actually have to... For it to be a heartbeat, you don't actually have to hear it. You just have to see it.
Correct.
And in the ultrasound, you see it.
Correct.
That there is a heartbeat.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this machine that Abrams was talking about was just to show, give a sound to it. But it was still doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, here's the story I was looking for, Ken. Sorry. Just found it now. Judge hands Stacey Abrams defeat in her Georgia voting rights lawsuit.
Yeah.
Obama judge. Judge appointed by Obama.
Yeah.
Ruled against Stacey Abrams. So, is she still an election denier? Is she still going to go on The View? And oh, you're just so great, Stacey Abrams. You robbed your election denying.
Oh, that's what they're going to say. I mean, look at what she did here. She walks out of the courtroom and she says, "We won."
Yep.
And he blatantly said, "No, you didn't."
No, sorry.
No, you did not win.
Sit down there, Stacey. You are not the governor. You're not the governor. And just getting back to The View, Branko had a great, great cartoon. It's a picture of Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it says, and there's a hurricane. You can see the hurricane, and it says weather 832 BC, and then another hurricane weather 1246 AD, another hurricane in Florida, 2022. And Joy Behar goes, DeSantis did this.
Right.
Cause that's, I mean, do they not think there were hurricanes in BC?
No, no.
Only us. We're the ones who create the climate change, global warming. And by the way, you got an argument about the weather? Call it the same thing. Don't change the name of it halfway through. Global warming, and now it's climate change.
Oh, yeah. And climate change has been happening for billions of years.
That's what Branko's trying to say there. All right, coming up next hour, Nick Schroer, he's next at 10:05, and Scott Shepard from the National Center for Public Policy Research. We'll take 5 minutes out for news, and then we're back on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. Welcome home.
Whoosh.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.